This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Put an end to the pain of finding an event space or services you need for your event. As Vimo puts it, your events reimagined. Vimo is actually an online venue booking portal that will put an end to everything you worry about when organizing an event. And today I'm speaking to Vincent Koch. He's the chief evangelist for Vimo to find out more about this really clever platform. Vincent, tell me first about Vimo and the website vimo.rocks. And it's Vimo as in V-M-O.rocks, as in R-O-C-K-S. The name first, Vimo, what does it mean and why did the portal go on with a .rocks domain instead of the usual .com? And then we can talk about what is actually Vimo.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jeff. Right. How we started with Vimo originally was that it actually meant Venue Mall Online.
Right? Venue Mall
Online. And then we started adding services into the platform. And we realized that, okay, if we just name it Venue Mall Online, then it wouldn't cut it because now services are part of the play here. Right, so that's when we changed the name of the company, added services in as well, right, so that you could then hire a caterer, hire a magician to your event at home.
Oh, wow.
Right, so it became just Vimo, right? .rocks was because the .rocks domain had just become available, and we liked the sound of it.
I mean, who wouldn't, right? Like, you know, Vimo.rocks, you know, Vincent.rocks, you know, Jeff.rocks. I think it's a great domain. So what is actually Vimo then? Like, you mentioned that, you know, it's a venue mall online. So what can I do then? Like, you know, what is it about?
Well, it's an instant booking platform for event venues and services, right? So what happens is that when you go into Vimo, you will be able to find event spaces from all over the Klang Valley, right, just by typing in your search parameter. So if you type Petaling Jaya or cafe or, let's see, bungalow, right, for rent, right, you would be able to find a space like that on Vimo.
Right.
Right? So all at the click of a button.
Okay. But it's not just venues that you can do on Vimo, like you mentioned earlier on. Now
yes.
You've expanded as well. Like, it's now a whole bunch of stuff, services.
That's right. So services have become an integral part of our service. So you could book something as simple as a caterer, an audio visual specialist. You could even book a DJ.
Oh, wow.
Right? So you can find a DJ, right? We also have go-karting services, right? So we've actually booked an event for a bank, which was planning a team event for about 50 employees, right? So they booked it all online.
Wow, okay. How did you come up with this idea and how long ago was this?
Well, we started coming up with this idea. The four founders, right, came out with this idea because we were organizing a lot of events a couple of years ago when we were all working together.
Right.
And one of the pains of organizing an event, and this is the irony of it, we were a travel platform. We were helping people book hotel rooms overseas, right? So you could book a hotel room in London at a click of a button, but you couldn't book an event space, right, the same way, right? That's just in Petaling Jaya, Kuala Lumpur. You had to go through a fax process. It takes 2 weeks just to finalize a space. And that's if you're quite quick about it, right? We realized that, hey, this is something that is possible for us to do. We finally got ourselves around to doing it in 2014 when we launched it. Right? So we launched this in October 2014.
And how long did it take you from when you had this idea or you figured out, you know, this is something that we should go for in October 2014? How long was
that? I would like to say 2 months, but it actually took us 2 years to get
2 years? What was that? What was the stumbling block?
It's just because we all got ourselves busy with other things, right? We help other people start companies. We started working for someone else and we kind of put our own dream on the back burner. So in 2014, I decided, hey, we should really get this off the ground.
And was it intensive? Like, you know, when you finally decided, like, you know, let's build this idea proper and you sat down. Was it, you know, was it funding intensive? Was it resource intensive? Was it people intensive?
It was perhaps tech incentive in the tech intensive in the first place when we built the system, right? So fortunately, out of the four co-founders, two of us are tech,
right?
Coders. So they developed it, and then we started marketing it from there, right? Mm-hmm. So funding, we actually bootstrapped the company from the start, right? So
even until now?
Even until now, we've been bootstrapping, right? Wow. We do have an angel who's come in, who has provided us with invaluable industry experience, right? But yeah, it's pretty much a bootstrap company.
Is there a challenge when you're bootstrapping a company?
I think if you're starting out fresh without capital, that might be a difficult proposition. But we're fortunate in the sense that we're slightly a bit older, right? So we've had some years to build up our capital, right? And with that, it's funded us through to this stage.
And what about, like, you know, because obviously everyone, you know, was young before, and you mentioned about you have the experience now, so bootstrapping, you find it a bit easier in that sense, but obviously you would still face, you know, some problems. And how did you go around it? Like, you know, I'm sure you would still have the same worries you had 20 years ago if you were starting up a company as well.
Yeah, I think one of the first challenges that we faced was nobody believed us that this could work, right? So so when we first went to our first listers, first event venues and services, we were asking, we're telling them about what the platform is. So the usual response was, sure not. Right. So
you know you're dealing with Malaysians when they give you a sure not kind of reply, right?
More than not, right? More likely not. Right. So we went around proving that this could work. So we started sending them inquiries. First inquiry, they would take it and said, okay, maybe this is a fluke. The second inquiry went into them, said, okay, not too bad. This guy's got two, but it's two, right? So my third or fourth started going into them. Then they started taking notice. And that's how we started getting some of our early partners in, right? So they then recommended our service to their friends, right? So we grew from there.
So when you were going up to approach venue organizers or, you know, venue owners and stuff, right? You already had the platform running and everything?
Yes, the platform was already running.
Right. So it'll be a lot easier then for you to convince that, you know, this is the way to go, even though you don't have, you know, venues on it yet.
That's right. So we had to show them that this is what it looks like, give them an idea of this is how it could work, right? And when the inquiries started going into them and those inquiries started becoming bookings for them, then they believed.
All right. I'm speaking to Vincent Koh. He's the chief evangelist for Vimo. It's an online venue booking platform. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
You want to be a successful entrepreneur? Get complete business solutions with UnifiBiz to maximize profits exclusively for BFM listeners. Stand a chance to win prizes worth 2,700 ringgit by subscribing or upgrading to Unify Biz Pro or Advance and completing a slogan. Go to bfm.my/tm today. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu and I'm speaking to Vincent Koh. He's the chief evangelist for Vimo. It's an online venue booking platform. You can check it out at vimo.rocks. It's vmo.rocks as in R-O-C-K-S. Vincent, you know, this. Let's talk about the whole process of booking a venue online using your service, right? So, you know, what happens when I go on to the platform vmo.rocks? What goes on and what can I do? How does it work? I'm sure, you know, UI is something that's, you know, crucial as well, and UX as well, the user experience as well around it. You know, how easy are we talking about here?
Right. We wanted to make this as simple, actually simpler than booking an airline ticket.
Wow.
Right. So booking an airline ticket sometimes is quite challenging.
Yeah.
Right. We have some experience there. Right? So we wanted to make it easier than that. Mm. So the ideal would be if you go into a listing, let's say a bungalow, right, the availability of that venue is right in front of you. Choose the date that you want, specify it, click on the button that's the date that you want. Mm. And then if you want options like a projector or even a caterer, you could click on the options below.
Oh.
And those are added into it.
Cool.
Right? Finish off the booking by just clicking the book now button.
And that's
right?
it.
And that's it. And that takes you to PayPal. Mm. Right, to finalize the booking.
Right, so you make the prepayment before?
That's right, you make a deposit, right? So the deposit is dependent on what the operator requires, whether it's 10%, 20%, or even 50%.
Mm-hmm. And this is all depending on the venue itself.
That's right.
Like how they operate and all. Right. And what about like services then? Like, you know, how do I then add on? You know, let's say, for example, I'm having an event and I've got nothing. I don't have a venue. I don't even have a caterer. I don't have a DJ, even though I'm working in a radio station. But let's say I just don't have anyone, right? Like, can I do all this on the site itself?
Yes, you can. So what you do is you go in, type into the search bar, caterer or DJ or space for 200 packs, right? And that's it.
Oh, okay. And it's all location specific as well?
It's like all, well, primarily it's Klang Valley at the moment.
Okay, all right.
Because we're expanding beyond that, but Klang Valley is our focus.
And because there's a whole bunch of venues that we've never come across.
That's right. All right. So we've got over 450 listings on Vimo now.
450 listings, and most of them Klang Valley?
Most of them are Klang Valley, that's right.
Wow, that's a lot of venues in Klang Valley then. So there must be a lot of demand then that's going on.
There is. I think that's a growing demand for something that's new, something that's different. Yeah. I think one of the trends that we see is that people are looking for Instagrammable locations.
So
if you're doing a birthday party, it cannot be the same place that your friend did it. Right. You've got to go one up and look for another place that's equally as Instagrammable or even better.
Right. So we can't book the same venue as, you know, my best friend did before. It's the times have changed now.
Times have changed.
We used to do everything in one hotel and that's it. Like, you know, even the day one or something. Like, even in a hall, you know, in a municipal hall and that's it, right?
The day one doesn't cut it now.
Doesn't cut it now. So a lot of bungalows these days then have...
Bungalows, new event spaces that are cropping up. So you have places like... this place in Subang Jaya that's taken over a shop lot.
Ooh.
Right? And they've converted it into an event space. So it's a non-hotel event space, but catering to the community and beyond.
Mm. What is the benefit then for, you know, these, you know, venue managers who have all these, you know, really cool, funky spaces, or even those, you know, traditional ones who just have, you know, like a big bungalow to rent out? And what's the benefit for them, you know, when you go up to them and you tell them, you know, joining Vimo gives you this? What's that, this?
Well, what we're doing is we're bringing a new group of clients to them that they may not have reached, right? And... or it could be a client who is looking for space, doesn't know where to look or what to look for. He comes to Vimo. He finds the options available to him, and he picks the one that... He might not just pick one. He might pick three or four, right? And then from there, he reviews. And one of these locations, one of these operators could be one of them.
Mm. Right? And what about ratings as well? Like, do you know, if let's say, for example, I booked a venue and stuff, is there an ability for me to give comment about this venue for other users as well who are booking as well?
Absolutely.
Ah, right.
So you can make a comment about the space after you've used it.
Right, right. And you mentioned about one of the benefits is bringing in a type of customers that, you know, maybe the venue has never reached out before.
Yep.
What are these type of customers that you're talking about?
So these are your guys who are very much online. They're not going to pick up the call to call you. They will not even use email.
Wow.
Right? They're primarily on WhatsApp. Mm. Right? So while we do reach them on their mobile phone through our mobile optimized site, once they make that inquiry, they actually don't reply to emails. So if you try to reach them via email, you're not going to get a response.
This is a weird generation that we're working with, you know.
We're learning to adapt with that, yeah.
Even for yourself, you're still learning, you know, to cater to them. Now, so let's talk about the business model around this then, because, you know, each venue obviously charge differently and, you know, they've got, you know, different rates as well. Like, you know, you mentioned added services like, you know, a projector, speaker system and all. And they all have different rates.
Yep.
How do you consolidate all of these and, you know, in order to make sure that, you know, you can still run your business, even though, you know, all these are, you know, completely different prices as well? What's the percentage that we're talking about, and, you know, how big is this demand, and how many visitors are you getting as well?
All right. So our business model is simple. We take 10% of the booking fee. So if the booking fee is 10,000 ringgit, we take 10% of that,
okay,
which is 1,000 ringgit. Mm-hmm. So very, very clean.
Mm.
Right. Whether it's a service or whether it's an event space, we take 10%.
And 10% is not a lot.
Not a lot, right?
Not
considering
a lot.
That you're getting a new group of people,
yeah,
right, who may not have heard about you before.
Mm. And how do you then sustain yourself? Because 10%, you know, for me, it'd be like, how many events can happen within a month? And like, is 10% enough to run a business, to sustain it? Like, is the demand, like, big? Like, is there a number? Like, do you have a number of how many bookings have been made so far, or, you know, average per month?
Okay, we're doing, on average, about 20 plus bookings a month at the moment, right? And that's growing, mm-hmm. right?
So that's each nearly month, a day.
Yeah, so each month we're getting a bit more, and our conversion percentages are also improving, right? But how many events do happen, right? Birthdays are events, right? Gatherings are events. Company parties are events. So those are the kind of events that we are catering to, right? Those, the events that, you know, you don't usually, you don't need a professional planner to help you with.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, and a lot of, you know, like you mentioned, you know, birthdays and all this stuff, you know, sometimes, you know, to me, it's not an event, but, you know, I still need a place to do a birthday party and so forth, right? How are you trying to get people who, you know, have the same mindset as me, as like, you know, I would not think of, you know, oh, I need to book a space for my birthday party. It's a very, you know, sort of like a thing that I don't even consider. You know, I'll just go up to a place and I'll tell the place, like, I need 30 tables. And then guys, like, it's not possible. You can't just come in and say 30 tables, right? How do you create that awareness that, you know, hey, are you organizing a birthday party? Check us out. And do you do this kind of awareness as well to get people to, like, maybe I should try them out?
Well, we do a lot of adverts, right? Which has really helped us in growing our business. We started out with, I think, 7 inquiries for the first month, no bookings.
Right? That usually happens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. Today we're doing over 200 inquiries a month, 200 genuine inquiries, right? Which typically have an average value of about 10,000 ringgit per event.
Wow. And also, like, so what's your next plans then? Like, so you've got Klang Valley, in a way sorted. I'm sure there are places around Malaysia that, you know, would die for an event like this, for a platform like this. Mm. Penang would probably be one. Johor would probably be one. Even, you know, even in the East Malaysia as well.
That's right.
Are your plans to expand and to get as many venues around Malaysia, or are you looking to, let's just go out of Malaysia, Singapore and Thailand and stuff?
Well, the next place for us is actually Ipoh.
Oh,
right.
So Ipoh.
We've already established. We've already identified several vendors and several listings there. Mm. So that should come out pretty soon. And
why Ipoh?
Ipoh is a really beautiful events-based location. You've got so many...
Instagrammable, then.
Instagrammable locations, yeah. Right? Especially around the Old Town area, which have been refurbished, given a new lease of life, reinterpreted. Mm. Right? So, yeah, like we said, events reimagined.
So do you then look at new places that you're going to expand to? Do you do a study on, like, you know, how's the location of the city is, and, you know, what type of venues do they have? And do you make that decision and go like, yeah, maybe we should, you know, go in a bit later because they're not quite ready yet, or they're not quite Instagrammable compared to other locations? Do you look into those stuff?
We do look into Instagrammable locations, for one.
Wow.
I think the other would be the requirement for event spaces in that space as well. So Johor would be perhaps along those lines, where there's cross-border opportunity, right, for Singaporeans to have their events over in Johor and Malacca.
Mm. Some people might be listening to this and go like, what's Instagrammable location? Like, what is an Instagrammable location? Like, what is it? Like, it's not just a place with, you know, flat walls and, you know, a flower pot in the middle, right?
So with... I think what Instagram has done is created a whole new generation of people who just love to take pictures of things, right? Their food, themselves.
Things or themselves, yeah.
More likely themselves, yeah. Right? And with the place in the background, right? So, yeah. So, and if that place is pretty, right? So if you look at some of the older places in Ipoh, for example, it's colorful. Mm. It's eclectic, right? It's not pristine, but it's got a certain characteristic that makes it stand out, right? And that's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. So we're noticing that there is a shift to those kind of places, even for weddings, right? So you're not looking for a wedding in a hotel anymore, which is very comfortable, very pristine, very nice, very, very corporate-like, right? But you're actually going to a place like that has bare walls, red bricks, glass, steel, almost semi-industrial.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Someone who's listening in the radio at the moment probably, you know, just winded out his window and took out his phone and take a picture of the building next to him as well, right? And go like, that's an Instagram photo, right? Because you just mentioned about, you know, walls and stuff like that. It gives us that creativity, and I guess you're using this new kind of, you know, passion in art or find, you know, these are locations that could be, you know, could work as a venue booking, and then you decide to expand in that area, I guess.
Yeah.
The other thing about Malaysians that we're very popular is the last minute. You know, we tend to do things, everything last minute. You know, even for me, education, when I was, you know, doing my high school and stuff, right? You would prepare it even the day before the exam, right? And that's why I ended up here in radio. Anyways, how do you cater to, because I've known so many people that, you know, they come up to me and go like, hey, Jeff, do you know, you know, any DJs, or, you know, do you know anyone who could rent me a sound system or even a venue? And I'll go like, yeah, like, when is your event? Next week. You know, next week I'm considered quite lucky, right? Some people say it's like, you know, it's within 2 days, 3 days time.
Right.
How do you cater to these people who are just so last minute in everything?
Right. Well, that's the beauty of having an online platform that has instant booking on it, right? So you just go online, let's say go to this bungalow and you check the availability and it says, yes, we are available. So you just book and that's it.
Wow.
Right?
It's that simple. How soon are we talking about here? Like, you know, because obviously there needs time to, you know, to, a venue needs to prepare and stuff. Like, how soon, like, how quick can this turnaround happen?
If it's a professional event operator, it's 24 hours or less.
Wow.
Right? So you can even book it in the morning and have a slot in the evening.
Wow. Is there a premium charge for all these kind of things because it's so last minute?
No, there isn't.
Wow,
right.
So that's something I didn't know. I always thought if you're going to book something and, you know,
if you're a hotel, yes, then you would charge a premium. Right? But if you're an SME event operator, very different.
Wow. Right. Okay. And people can check it out more on the website vmo.rocks. Are you available on the mobile platforms, apps?
We're mobile optimized.
Ah, okay.
Right? So we started with that because we felt that that would be the way to go, because it would give us a way to understand how people are using our app, right? Mm. So before we actually build the app itself.
All right. So right now, all on mobile, all on web, but it's mobile friendly. So you can, you know, if you're using your phone, you can just go and check it out. VMO.rocks. Vincent, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Vincent Koch. He's the chief evangelist for Vimo. It's an online venue booking platform. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.